You got some idea now why an incident hangs up? Now, have you got some idea on why somebody has a bank?
Yes, sir.
One of the things you for sure will miss on, until you yourself get a pretty good, doggone good reality on the simplicity of the situation, you're going to miss because the PC's in such agony about it. Because the significances are so important. Because he's having so confounded much trouble. Now, it takes a certain genius on his part to have that much trouble with that few number of factors. That takes genius. But boy, don't necessarily get calloused, hard, and cynical, because my being calloused, hard, and cynical didn't win us to the point where we are now. I've told you over and over, when a guy's got a broken leg and he's lying there with a broken leg, a fellow's got a broken leg. And it's no good telling him, well, son, you just get the little old cotton-picking moment when you decided to have a broken leg, and he'll say, yeah, what are you talking about? Well, how did you give yours? Why did you need a broken leg at this particular moment? You know, he bone splinters lying all over the street. Now he's in no frame of mind to go in for this. About the greatest thing that he could grasp would be a touch assist on looking at the broken leg, because his attention is all on it. You can disperse his attention around on it or fix and unfix his attention on the area of the break. And that's just about all you can do for him. Neither is it any good to tell some poor lady who's going along, and she should be a youthly-looking girl, 30, 35, something like that. She's crippling along on a cane, you know, and he's all upset, and arthritis and so forth, and it hurts. And he looks like she's about 79, you know, and doesn't do any good to tell her. Well, I can tell you something about your arthritis, sister. You did it. Nobody's willing to take that much responsibility all in a lump when they've beaten themselves up that much. You've got to save the PC's face. That, to some degree, is what auditing is. Somehow, deep down, he knows this fact, but he's totally lost contact with it. He can say intellectually, well, if I just thought the right thought, this whole thing would blow. He's thought that to himself. You've thought that to yourself, you know. If I could just think the right thought, it'd all go zip. Everything would go zip but your pride. You just actually couldn't. Or maybe you could, if you knew about it. Confront the idea, suddenly, that you've been a knuckle-headed imbecile for the last 152 trillion.